Texte numéro 101. The elite college students who can't read books. Dames has taught Columbia University's Great Books course since 1998. He loves the job, but it has changed. Now his students are overwhelmed by the idea of finishing multiple books a semester. His colleagues have noticed the same problem. Many students no longer arrive at college, even a highly selective elite college, prepared to read books. This development puzzled Dames until a first-year student came to his office to share how challenging she had found the early assignments. The student told him that at her public high school she had never been required to read an entire book. She had been assigned excerpts, poetry and articles, but never a complete book. Dames said he was surprised, not that they don't want to do the reading, but that they don't know how. Middle and high schools have stopped asking them to. 20 years ago, classes had no problem engaging in sophisticated discussions of Pride and Prejudice 1 week and Crime and Punishment the next. Now, students tell him up front that the reading load feels impossible. Most professors I spoke with relayed similar experiences. A Princeton historian said his students arrive with a narrower vocabulary and less understanding of language than they used to have. A literature professor finds his students shutting down when confronted with ideas they don't understand. They're less able to persist through a challenging text than they used to be. Students have trouble staying focused on even a sonnet. The issue is distinct from the problem at community colleges and non-selective universities, where some students arrive with literacy and comprehension deficits that can leave them unable to complete courses. High-achieving students at exclusive schools like Columbia can decode words and sentences, but they struggle to muster the attention or ambition required to finish a substantial text. Now, many college professors feel they have no choice but to assign less reading and lower their expectations. A literature teacher at Berkeley said they used to assign 200 pages each week, but now assign less than half of that. "I don't do the whole Iliad. I assign texts about the Iliad. I hope some of them will read the whole thing. It's not like I can say, OK, over the next 3 weeks I expect you to read the Iliad, because they're not going to do it." According to neuroscientists, so-called deep readings, sustained immersion in a text, stimulates valuable mental habits, including critical thinking and self-reflection, in ways that skimming or reading in short bursts does not. To understand the human condition and to appreciate humankind's greatest achievements, you still need to read the Iliad, all of it. Adapted from The Atlantic, November 2024.